On November 4th, Californians will be able to vote on several ballot measures. Proposition 1 would approve a water bond. Camille Requestas spoke to those for and against this issue.
Water. It's a necessity, the source for life. Plants need it, animals need it, people need it. And the state government has drawn out a plan to hopefully resolve this problem. Proposition 1 is a bond that calls for $6.7 billion to support several strategies in improved water conservation and water resources. These strategies include building more dams, water recycling, and water cleanup of contaminated groundwater. Voters may think that the $6 billion the government is asking for is a lot of money, but Ron Jacobsma from Friant Water Authority disagrees.
We probably have $50 billion or more worth of infrastructure needs in the state to address some of our water supply issues. So this isn't going to cover all of those, obviously, but it leverages a lot of local money. So it's a significant down payment to make significant improvements in our water infrastructure and meet some of the needs of the state.
Alexandra Miggy from Food and Water Watch disagrees with the money allocated to building dams and reservoirs.
Proposition 1 prioritizes above ground storage as in dams, but that's really not the most efficient way to store water. Especially with increases in temperatures, above ground storage will see a lot of loss in water due to evaporation.
Jacobsma says California suffers without above ground water storages like dams and reservoirs.
Without the dams this year, we would have saltwater intrusion into the Delta, which would affect Southern California by an inability to export water. We would have little to no water in some of our streams, and that water would be too hot, which would have a negative impact on fish. And those are the types of things that the public money is going to support.
The debate for which is more effective, underground or above ground water storage, is ongoing. But Professor Michael Hanneman from UC Berkeley says that all depends on the individual circumstances.
Some issues or drawbacks with finding groundwater storage. In some cases, groundwater storage is cheaper than building extra surface water storage, but none of these is a kind of sure winner. It depends on the details of the extra surface water storage. It depends on the details and location of the extra groundwater storage.
Professor Hanneman says even if this proposition is passed, there is still a process for choosing which projects the money will be allocated to. He also says the projects will not immediately fix California's drought and water resource problem. It will still take years. The ballot to vote will be available on November 4. Camille Requestas, Annenberg Radio News.